who's been unflinching in his support for Taha Māori, especially in work with the Tao. Like many others who are paying tribute to him this morning, I too reflect back on my early broadcasting career when I was made aware of the humility of Orangatira from Ngati Hine and that Rohe. He's been an Environment Court Commissioner in Kaumātua and has rightfully been made a companion of the New Zealand Order of Merit for more than a half century of service to our Māori, the environment, and Māori health. Thank you for joining us at Te Rangatira. Kevin, it's always neat to have you on the program. Kia ora rawatu.
Kia ora. Tēnā koe.
I just spoke with Selwyn too about his acknowledgement in the King's Birthday Honours. But you've always come across to me, Kevin, as a very humble man. It must be tough and go against the grain a little bit for you to be, you know, in the spotlight in this way, accepting the accolades. You've already been on the Queen's Birthday Honours list back in 2016. What does this acknowledgement mean to you at Te Rangatira?
Well, I'm actually not very sure, to be honest. I don't know if it get a rise in your salary or whether you're allowed in different places that you're not allowed before. I'm actually not sure what it means.
And the work for you goes on irrespective if you've got these types of tohu or not. I just asked Selwyn, and I'll pose that question to you too, please, Kevin. You know, when you look back across those 50 years of service, really, to our people and our environment, where do you draw the most satisfaction? You know, what might illustrate what keeps you enthused about the mahi you've been doing for so long?
Well, you know, something you should be acknowledged is it's not about yourself. It's really about all the people who've really supported you and made the things happen. You know, someone might have the good ideas and put them up, but it's the people who are appointed and start carrying it out that make the difference. Like, I didn't always go out and set the possum traps or fill the bait stations with poisons and that sort of thing. So there would be hundreds of people that did that, you know, throughout. They took it out in different areas. So those are the people that should be acknowledged, the people that were looking after the money. You know, your credibility comes from things like that, where there are other people involved that make the things happen. So I think the first thing is to acknowledge that there are certainly, it's not all about yourself, it's really all about more about the people who have supported you over many years. You know, I remember having, you know, my children writing like filling in letters and sending them out and minutes and that sort of thing, licking stamps, addressing envelopes and all that sort of thing. You know, there's a family that do it. They're making kai for a manuhiri that came over a long, long period. You know, all those sort of things are what should be acknowledged as well.
These acts of service on behalf of the Te Ao in the health sector, your tamariki have grown up surrounded by this. Has it influenced the types of people that they have become? And are they a source of pride to you that they too, hopefully when we're long gone, will continue to champion the causes that have been priorities for you in your life, Kevin?
Well, I feel that they've got the vision, they've got you know, lots of the things that I, you know, one of my I suppose long term moemoea for our own place was to get it all back into indigenous forest, back to native forest, you know. So, but a lot of our property is really in pine trees. And that does derive an income, but we've got a long-term plan to eventually, over 150 years, phase out pine trees completely and have and be actually felling native trees, and that in that 400 years. So, you know, that, and it's all that that keeps the water clean. And so there's a lot of long-term vision, and when the whānau are thinking along the same lines, you know, I think you're getting there. But what, that's just our own place. But I think what I'd like to see is to have it happen in many other places. What I'd like to do is just to keep a small area for gardens and mahingakai, and the rest of the place in indigenous forests, and have, so that we can still drink the water straight out of the creek like what we were doing when we were kids. We can still do that on our place, drink the water straight out of the creek, but there's not many places in New Zealand now where you can do that.
Matua, there's a saying, think global, act local. And when I've spoken with you, I've been touched by some of your efforts to, for instance, help the population of Manu and the Ngahe there that borders your property in the north. And it might be a simple illustration of that statement. While we look to improve the environment, sometimes localised efforts can be or are vital, but also can have good results. Could you again share, you know, what satisfies you most? Maybe it's a breeding population's growing of particular species, or something in a localised sense that continues to inspire.
Yeah, well, ka tika tēnā. I think if I, that's probably in the environmental space. I think with some of the things I've said, what the satisfaction I get most is when I see that it is happening, that people are on the same vision. I think the, I remember when we started the health health program, our main Te Moemoea tapiti was to do the main vision was really a optimum health status for Ngāti Hine. But we saw after a while that so optimum to me meant that you're never there. You can always keep improving. And I think we've got to the stage now where we're getting lots and lots of people getting into their 80s, 90s. Don't think we've had any quite making the 100 yet, but I think that's still a vision. And when we have health programs now and awareness now of the causes of ill health and how to improve your own health, you know, I think that moves us a long way forward. And I suppose there's many other things that I've seen that are happening, you know, the uplifting of tikanga Māori within the environment space, you know, that's really gratifying to me, because I've always felt that a lot of the beliefs of our Devi Māori was really around their own tikanga in looking after the, you know, like just looking after water, looking after trees, looking after birds, because it was recognised that that's all part of our overall ecosystem, I guess. And you look after the forest will look after you. Look after the land would look after you. And that's why I can identify with many, many of those Pepeha or Whakatauki people say, ko au te awa, ko te awa, ko hau, ko au te whenua, ko te whenua, ko au. You know, those sort of sayings, they really dig deep, go deep into our tikanga, and making it happen makes all the difference.
Tēnā koe, Kevin. Look, also, I know you've been working in fora that at sometimes come under the spotlight from Māori communities, particularly when they disagree with findings. I'm talking, for instance, the Environment Court, which you have been a part of for a long time. You're a commissioner there. It is vital that we have Māori input into the decisions of the Environment Court, but understandably, people can feel aggrieved if their position is overlooked in favour of another. I know that it would be inappropriate to speak of the wider Environment Court, but surely we can talk about the need for this forum to have Māori input into the decision-making work of the environment court. I guess the same could be said about the tribunal, Mahi, that you've been involved in since 2021. We're not always going to get it right as regards Māori desires, but it is important to have Māori at the table. What would you say of that sort of kaupapa?
Yeah, ka tika tēnā, you know, that's right. And you know, when I observe over the last 60-odd years, we've moved a long way from where we were even, you know, even the last 10 years, we've moved a long way from where we were. Even from my, you know, coming into the Environment Court, and I've seen huge changes from where things were when I first went in, you know. Now there's, you know, we've got a Māori Environment Court judge, you know, with Sheena Tepania. That's awesome, you know, and that's just happened just recently. We're getting more Māori judges appointed to the court, to the High Court, you know, within the district courts. They're not only in the Māori Land Court system, they're also in the district court, the High Court. So, you know, I'm seeing all that happening all over the place, and it's really good to see some of the appeals now going to where you've got Māori judges dealing with them. You know, good examples, the one about the Ngāti Maru, Maru Tuahu, the case in Auckland, to determine mana whenua and what, you know, how they come to the decisions. I think it's just fantastic where we've moved from where we were many years ago.
Well, Matua, I think I speak for all of us to say congratulations and thank you for your efforts across 5 decades. It's been acknowledged in this way, but many of us have held you in super high regard for the mahi you've been doing for a long, long time. So thanks again, Kevin, for sharing some kōrero with us on our program today.
Kia ora koe, kia ora koutou katoa.
Tēnā koe. That's Kevin Price.